Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Good afternoon, how are you? It's Tuesday and it's nearly home time. Whoop. This is Scott. Cheers, Edith.
And thanks to Miley Cyrus.
What a strange voice.
I know.
Nice girl.
Weird voice.
Yeah. Not necessarily weird voice, you just don't expect it to sound like she sounds.
Chappers, just ignore these cameras that are here today.
You've obviously, what's going on? Why are the cameras here? And why have you had your hair straightened?
Oh, you
have,
noticed.
Haven't you?
You noticed that.
Yeah, you have.
I straightened it all myself, actually.
Who are you living with this time?
Oh, you haven't agreed to do How to Live Like a Pig or something, have you? For BBC, which, actually, in the current climate, wouldn't be a very good idea.
Really not?
Yeah, no. How to Live Like a Horse. Then.
You mean My Life as an Animal on
BBC
3?
Yeah, whatever it's called, yeah.
Funny you should say that. No.
Right.
I'm actually going on Stars in Their Eyes.
Are you?
No.
Yeah.
As who? Rick Astley?
Yes.
Christa Berg?
Rick Astley.
David Essex?
You know the bit where they film you at work?
Yeah.
You're having a chat with Kat. And here's what Scott does in his daytime. That's what they're doing it for now.
Right. So which one out of those?
Hmm?
Which one of the... Who are you going on as?
Rick Astley.
Rick Astley, yeah. Right.
Couldn't you do someone a bit more modern?
Who would you like me to do?
Dizzy.
I don't know. Metro Station?
Dizzy Grass?
Yeah, because your impression's so good.
It's not actually for Stars in Their Eyes. It's the nice people from Bebo.
Okay.
Who are filming us. So, hi, everyone.
Right.
Don't be scared. It's fine. Oh, you really want to go on Stars in Their Eyes as Dizzy Grass?
That's really disappointing.
I'm sorry about that.
This is Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Oh, you missed the interview. You were off, weren't you, Becky, when Flo Rida came in?
I heard he was really, really good.
Oh, flipping
seriously,
hilarious. Probably one of the best guests we've ever had.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah. Laugh a minute, wasn't it?
Oh, God, you couldn't get a word in, could you? That was Flo Rida and Sugar.
I really shouldn't be allowed to book guests and then go on holiday, should I?
Was that your booking, was it?
Yeah, they said he was really good fun. Yeah. Sounds like he was.
Yeah, awesome. I think it will always be one of my big regrets that Scott never asked him if we could spin him right round. Maybe right round.
Until he went down.
Until he went down.
That wasn't...
Which was the plan. Yeah. But you bottled it.
I did bottle it. I was going to the one that doesn't speak. Should we do it? He's like, no. Now, since I was talking about Doctor 90210, my new favourite show,
which
I discovered when I was away on holiday, because as you know, when I go on holiday to foreign places, I do like to watch a lot of television. And I was watching the E! Entertainment Channel. You can get this here. And it's about a plastic surgeon, and a few people have been texting in saying that they also love this show. It's mostly about a guy called Dr. Ray, who is the main plastic surgeon in it. He's based in Beverly Hills, 90210, hence Dr. 90210. And you'll notice that through the show, I've got a couple of clips here for you, there is quite a kind of constant theme to it.
We're all sisters and we're going to Dr. Ray for a breast augmentation.
You'll notice there's quite a lot of breast augmentation.
How many of them were there then?
We're all sisters and we're going to Dr. Ray for a breast augmentation.
Three.
Six breasts.
Six breasts.
Good mess there, Mark.
Thanks.
This is the naked room. Guess what we do in the naked room?
You're naked.
Everyone hates it, but we gotta do it, okay? All shirts off.
There we are. That's Dr. Ray telling them to get their shirts off in the naked room.
Right.
Yeah. He thinks he's actually enjoying it a bit too much. Listen.
I just love my job. Plastic surgery is just so entertaining. It's just so much fun. And the bra.
Is he a real doctor?
Yes.
He's sure?
He's one of the best.
Not just some guy who thought, oh, I've got this brilliant idea, I can just look at boobs all day.
Well, when you watch the show, you'll notice that he does actually cut them open and prod about a bit.
Oh,
so, yes,
right.
he is a real surgeon, yeah. Hmm. Not only is he on this show, though, he's also got a series of DVDs out. Now, think about it. His name's Dr. Ray, okay? Mm-hmm. He's a doctor. What is he called, his DVDs? Dr. Ray.
Dr.
Ray?
Dr.
Ray's...
Ray's DVD.
Blu-ray's DVD.
No.
Ray.
No.
Ray's Anatomy. Ray's Anatomy!
Yes, Becky!
Dr. Robert Ray, star of the E! Network's hit television series, Dr. 90210, proudly presents Ray's Anatomy.
That is genius.
That sounds wrong, though, doesn't it?
Well, this sounds wronger.
Ray's Anatomy, the sensual body. A series of up-close and personal consultations and examinations.
I think he likes his job a little bit too much. Do watch Dr. 90210 on E, it's brilliant.
DVDs of his consultations. Is he allowed to do that?
I don't know, but it's all over his website.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Barry's been on from North Wales saying, Scott, are you planning to visit Dr. Ray anytime soon? In the naked room? No, really not. You do need to watch this show, though. I want everyone to watch it this week because it's brilliant. It's strangely addictive, and I don't really know why.
Is it on every night?
It was on every day when I was on holiday. They seem to repeat it a lot.
Does he do other plastic surgery as well, like having your ears pinned back and stuff?
Mostly boobs. Mostly boobs, yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Why are you saying he needs his ears pinned back?
Yeah, what are you saying?
No, I'm so just questioning.
Yeah, sometimes as well, Becky, they do liposuction.
Come on!
Now you too! Calm down!
You can have both. I think you might have a 2-for-1 offer on at the moment.
Woo! Right.
I'm relaxed.
Both back to your corners.
End of round one. Bad.
Right, good. There are new episodes on Saturdays. Saturdays on E. Now, here's the thing. One of my friends, who is a girl, is moving back in with her mum and dad, right? Mm-hmm. Because she just got back from travelling for a year. Now, she's 24, okay? What do you think about this? She quite wants a double bed, but she's not quite sure how to ask the parents. Yeah. What do you do about that?
I don't know.
Because there is a certain age, isn't there, where you grow out of a small bed, don't you? What age is that? Because she's 24. Because there's a certain age where you really can't have a single bed anymore.
Does she still have a bunk bed?
What?
Does she still have a bunk
bed? It's not a bunk bed, but it's just a single bed. And she quite wants a double.
Just a normal single bed.
Well, she won't be there for long. She just needs to stay there for a bit to save up money. So I don't think my parents would let me have a double bed. When I came back from travelling, it was single bed.
How old were you?
I put up with it.
How old were you then?
Same age. Like, yeah, 24.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, God. So she's stuck with a single bed now?
I think they'll probably make her have a single bed so she hurries up and earns some money and gets out again.
But here's the thing. Say you're even living in your own place, okay, not with your mum and dad.
Yeah.
And you've got a single bed. Surely after, let's say, 6 months of, you know, seeing somebody, going out with them, and maybe one night they agree to stay over.
6 months?
Is that not what you do? I certainly do.
I'm sorry.
Let's say, anyway, a few months into the relationship.
6 hours.
A few hours into the relationship, they decide to stay over, right?
Yeah.
And they see the single bed. That's not great, is it?
No, it's not.
And we've spoken before about people who still have the Spider-Man duvet covers.
Oh, I used to have one of them. Like, only
what,
a
Spider-Man?
No, not Spider-Man. I had Pocoyo, or however you say it. You know that little guy off? He's on ITV. He's like a kid's cartoon character, and he's friends with the duck and stuff. It was really good. I had it in the winter because it used to make me really happy.
Pocahontas?
No.
Pokemon?
Pocoyo. He's like Japanese.
Right, you've made this up.
It's not.
There
he's
is
so
no
cute.
Such, there is no
not.
Cartoon.
He is. He's called Pocoyo. He's like a little Japanese.
Pokemon?
No, not Pokemon. He's really cute.
Pocahontas.
He's like friends with a duck. No.
He's friends with a duck?
Yeah.
Mickey Mouse?
No.
Okay.
She's not well.
Anyway, it was good. And I had that on my single bed.
Oh, no. Emily's been on. She's 32, just got moved back to the parents, single bed. Not good, is it? You should be buying your own bed at 24. Yes, but okay, but you've got to put it in. You've got to put it in.
Parents won't like it.
They really won't, no. Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. Pingu, Becky.
No, it wasn't Pingu. It's called Poco. Keep making me sick because I don't even know
Pikachu.
How you pronounce it.
Pikachu.
No. Isn't Pikachu a Pokemon?
Yeah.
I said
right.
No.
Same.
To Pokemon.
I said Pokemon and you said no.
Yeah. I said to Pokemon. Pocoyo.
I'm making it up.
No.
You mean.
He's a little guy in a blue outfit.
You mean Pingu, the penguin, yeah?
No. It's friends of the duck.
Right, seriously.
Yeah. Maybe you just confused duck for penguin.
Yeah. Easy mistake.
Same.
Same, same. Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcasts. I've worked out what she means now, chappers.
Have you?
Pob. That's
pob.
What she means. Pob, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Have you bought anything for show and tell today?
She's huffed off, hasn't she?
Yeah.
Have
because we don't believe that she made up a cartoon character.
I do have something for show and tell, and it is particularly good.
Well, not as good as mine.
It's better than yours.
Is it, though?
Well, I don't know what yours is, but mine is better.
Right.
I know for a fact.
So it's like off of school, show and tell, where we bring something in, and we show and tell about it.
I wouldn't bother with yours.
Mine's really good.
Mine will beat it.
Right. Any clues?
No, but you, in particular, will like it.
Is it something I could use?
No, it'll just bring back happy memories.
Okay, good. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1. Radio 1. Hi, Kelly.
Hi, Scott.
Where are you?
Just on my way to Southampton at the moment.
From?
Portsmouth.
Yeah. No comment. How can I help?
Pardon?
No, I'm joking. How can I help?
My little girl is 3.5.
Yeah.
And my little boy's 1, and they both watch Pokio.
Yes, finally. It is Pokio, is it?
You mean Pikachu?
Yeah.
Pikachu.
It's not Pikachu, Pop. No. It's Pokio.
Pingu.
He's a little blue man with a blue hat.
Yes.
Right.
He's so cute.
Yes, he is. I've got him as my sat-nav icon.
You've got a Pikachu sat-nav?
No, Pokio.
What? But what? Pokio is the voice of your sat-nav?
No, he's the little car icon.
Oh, right. Oh, that's good.
Oh, so he drives around?
Yeah.
Kind of.
Amazing.
Yeah.
With Pingu.
We've had quite a lot of texts actually saying that Pocchio is definitely real, so I'm sorry, Becky, I'm really sorry.
Some of them quite abusive.
Really abusive. Someone says that Stephen Fry does the voiceover for it, is that right?
Oh, yeah, right. That might have been a better clue to give.
Is it on Channel 5? 5, sorry.
Yes, right. It is. It's got a friend called Ellie, and a friend called Plateau, and a dog called Lulu.
Is it my kind of thing, do you think?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, I'm going to check that out. Love you.
So, love you too.
On your duvet was Pocchio and Stephen Fry.
No, Stephen Fry.
Really weird, dude.
Right, now it's time for show and tell. You know, like at school, where you you bring something in and you just describe it. Becky, you're first.
I've completely forgotten that I was meant to bring something in today, sorry.
You know what it is, don't you, Chappers? She's not really well again.
I know, she's putting it on a bit.
What?
No,
how do I inflate my own face?
She's really.
Well, I don't know. We'd like to know because you do it a lot.
No, she's not well.
No,
she
not well. Isn't. No,
she has
so
got
I'm
a really
sorry.
Big face today.
But I'm just. I'll put in one of my Tim Minchin songs again. Can I have him twice?
Okay.
No. I really like him. Please.
Okay. Right. So this is somebody that you brought to show and tell before,
yeah.
And a lot of people are now are into him because of you, Tim Minchin. Okay, is this another one then?
No. Are you really?
Yeah, okay, I'm right. Not doing this so much.
Okay.
It's quite short though.
This is a love song. Your love for me is not debatable. Your sexual appetite's insatiable. You never ever make me waitable. Delectable. Inflatable you.
Right, do we need to stop that now? Do
yes, please.
Okay, good.
It gets a bit rude after that.
Okay, so that's Inflatable You by Tim Minchin.
Well done, Becky.
Well done.
Short notice, that was very good.
Right, would you like to hear an ad for my show and tell?
Yes, please.
Just to give you a little clue as to what it is? Listen to this.
Are you ready to lose weight by walking, talking, sitting, sleeping, or...
Who'd ever think I could lose weight while watching TV?
Do you believe we're losing weight just by talking on the phone?
I even lose weight during my everyday chores.
So you can do chores, you can watch TV, you can even talk on the phone and lose weight. I bet you're thinking, how do they do that?
I am thinking, how do they do this?
How the hell do they do that? Well, you're wondering. Here it is.
What is that?
That looks like something inflatable.
This is what it is.
Introducing Slim Suit. Just put it on to take weight off.
You put it on to take weight off. It's the Slim Suit. Wear this and you lose weight. I actually got this when I was on holiday.
It right. Looks like the lining that I put in the bottom of my tent.
Describe what you're seeing now.
It's a big silver spacesuit type thing.
Yep. And you just put it
looks
it on.
Like some
actually, it looks like a Pac-A-Mac, doesn't it?
It looks like something forensic scientists wear before they go onto a crime scene.
It looks like some 80s sci-fi series.
You can't actually get it on, can you? At the moment, you're just rustling it.
Yeah. So, it's the Slim Suit. You just put it on and you lose weight.
It's sweeping the country.
6 hours ago, I was absolutely panicked because this dress was too tight. So I knew to wear my Slim Suit while I went shopping, exercised the dog, and did my gardening. And now my dress fits perfectly.
She went shopping in this.
There's no way you'd go out in public in that.
She wore that for 6 hours to get in her dress.
Yeah.
She might as well have worn it to the club.
Really good.
Oh,
what?
I see now what's happening. Because I didn't bring my show and tell in, I'm being now made to wear this Slim Suit.
Would you like to wear it?
Well, do you know what? It smells lovely.
It does smell nice.
But hang on, I'm going to put it on.
I've got the bottom half. You need that as well. You need the whole suit.
Okay, right. I'm going to find some scales. And then
good
I'll
idea.
Weigh myself before and after and see how much I lose.
I think Chris Moyles and his team have got scales, haven't they?
Yeah,
so what we do, we'll weigh you now,
does
and then you wear the
does
you wear
it gonna
the suit.
Fit me this?
Huh?
Is it going to fit me?
Yeah, one size fits all.
Fantastic. Thanks to Slimsuit, I actually lost weight while sleeping.
While sleeping you can lose weight? I don't know how. I imagine you just sweat a lot.
Doesn't it just make you hot and you sweat? Isn't the equivalent of wearing a bin bag?
Well, I think it's a lot more stylish than the bin bag chappers.
And with amazing Slimsuit, one size fits all. Yes, everyone can look great in Slimsuit.
See, one size fits all.
I'm going to smell like a beach ball.
Oh, God, it does smell like that.
Like a sweaty beach ball.
Yeah.
There is a slight problem with my one, actually, that I bought on holiday.
What?
I think there must have been some kind of legal action since this advert, because as you can see, read that, what does it say?
One size fits most.
I meant the most, otherwise it could be a bit embarrassing.
Somebody's just pointed this out. It is exactly like your hole-in-the-wall suit.
It's a bit thicker than that.
Yeah.
And it's a little bit more forgiving.
It's not quite as revealing.
Everyone can look great in Slimsuit.
See? Anyone?
Just put it on to take it off.
That's clever, that. Put it on to take it off. You need the bottom bit as well. We'll get you on the scales. You've got to wear that the whole show.
It's not attractive, is it?
Really not.
Chappers, don't laugh at me.
You look like a giant jacket potato.
You do look like a...
My God, it's so hot.
Take it easy or take it to the max. To lose weight fast and easy, relax.
Just relax, Becky.
If I just put some grated cheese and some baked beans on you, you'd be my lunch.
Put the bottoms on as well.
That's the best compliment you've ever given me, Mark.
You've got to admit, that is a good show and tell.
That's very good.
Thank you.
Mine will win, though.
Podcast. Becky's now wearing the slim suit.
I'm not being funny, but it's so hot.
Well, that's the idea.
Like, every time I move, I get out of breath.
You do smell like a Lilo. You're right. And also, can people in the building stop calling us Spud?
Right? I just bumped into Greg and he was like, all right, Spud.
That's Greg James.
I'm not even wearing the suit, I am now.
I'm not being funny, but on the advert, that lady wore it shopping, she went gardening, she walked the dog.
She must have lost stones.
She fainted. I know. So you're going to leave that on for the whole show, yeah?
Really?
Do you want us to turn the heating down a little bit in here?
Yes, please.
Could you turn the heating down, please, one of them that speak? Oh, no, don't touch it. Oh, really, don't. This is the world's most complicated air conditioner. Don't touch that. Okay, now it's time for Chappers Show and Tell. I think you'll find my slim suit is winning right now.
It is.
Because it's the only one that we've done so far.
But for my show and tell, I have to thank Wesley. So if I'm thanking... Who would that be that I'm thanking?
Is that your brother? Is your brother, is it?
Yeah.
Now, your
brother... What is it? No!
Your brother has found some stuff at your mum's that is yours, basically.
Right.
And relates to your... Well, you look really worried.
I am.
And it relates to your school days.
Right.
And all sorts of work from school and your school books. Like, and he has scanned...
I spoke to him earlier today.
He has scanned some of your schoolwork...
Oh, no!
From when you were nine.
You're joking me.
And emailed it in.
He doesn't know how to email.
So we went for English. Oh. There's all sorts of subjects there.
Seriously, I didn't think
maths would be very good to read out on it. I don't think.
Oh
much...
my God! No, I was awful at maths.
What? Oh well, maybe we'll revisit the maths.
Oh
then.
No! I hate this.
I didn't think reading out some long multiplication sums was particularly entertaining. So he sent some English, and I think this is. Can you put your phone down, please?
I'm texting my brother.
Can you concentrate? Oh, okay. This is some of your English. I'd say it's creative writing, really. Would you like to hear the poem Duck by Scott
yes,
Mills?
I really would. I really, really would.
No, this is horrible.
Do you remember this, Scott?
No, I don't.
You were 9 years old.
Oh. Okay.
My favourite animal is a duck. He swims on the sea and back. He eats my bread in the park and goes quack, quack,
that's good.
Quack.
That's good for a 9-year-old.
Ducks can lay eggs and they swim. But they hate it when the water in the pond is ice. We had one with pineapple, and it tasted very nice. And your teacher has written very good, Scott.
Who is that? What teacher?
Well,
is
what teacher was? I don't know. They don't sign when they mark when they mark your work. They don't put their name next to it. Who was your English teacher when you were nine?
I had several. Oh, I didn't like her actually. the one I'm thinking of. It probably wasn't her.
Anyway. No, I have two other things here. Do you want them now, or would you like to save them?
Let's prolong the agony, shall we?
Okay. Do you want a little tease of what they
yes,
might
please.
Be? Okay, I have a story by Scott Mills.
Oh, no.
And a letter I wanted to write by Scott Mills.
Very good. This is very uncomfortable.
Bless you.
I thought the duck was quite good, actually. It scanned and everything.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Chap has just read out a poem called Duck, which I wrote when I was 9, which is really unpleasant.
I thought it was all right, I see.
People are pulling the poem apart now on 8 Double Wonder 9. Do ducks really swim in the sea, Scott? I was 9, give it up.
Do you eat duck with pineapple?
I quite like it that it was my favourite animal at the start of the poem, and then I ate it at the end. With pineapple. Have you ever had duck with pineapple?
I don't like ducks, I know.
Right. Can you have duck with pineapple? Was that just an Eastleigh thing?
I think it must have just been round your way.
Yeah. Just in Hampshire, we do that. It's been like...
It was a 1970s delicacy.
Was it? Was it?
Was it? I don't know.
I don't know.
It
I
was
don't
more
remember.
A question to you.
I was just asking you. It's a bit like the Confuse the Teacher feature, where they get you to write something weird in the homework on Switch on Sunday nights. Does anyone need a poem at the moment about a duck? If you do, then you can use that, because I got very good on my...
So if you're doing English homework tonight, you need to write a poem.
Yeah.
There it is for
you. You can have that, yeah. Right there.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, then, let's get the show and tell out of the way.
Do
you
right.
Want to describe what this is again?
Yeah, this is some of your English work when you were 9 that was found by your brother at your mum's house and scanned and emailed over to us.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Just texting my brother, hang on.
Okay.
Just to say thanks very much for sending this in. Right. Turn it off now.
I don't think your phone should really be on in the studio.
I'll turn it off. I'm just texting him. I'll turn it off now, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Don't know how to turn it off. Okay, carry on.
Right. Can I have just seen a text, loads of people saying I got the sport wrong for saying that Stephen Hendry wins £157,000 for getting a maximum 147. Can I just point out how he wins that?
Mm.
You get £147,000 for the break, and also there's a £10,000 highest break prize. Therefore, that makes £157,000.
So that was just noise to me.
Right. But they just proved my point. So leave me alone, Brian in Birmingham. Right. which do you want? A letter I wanted to write by Scott Mills or a story by Scott Mills?
Do we have to have both?
Yes.
Oh. Which would you prefer at this moment?
A letter I wanted to
write. A letter I wanted to write by Scott Mills. Dear shopkeeper, I come to your shop a lot. I buy my magazine there every month. But why do you not sell it now? I filled in a form which said, please keep my magazine for me. Now you don't do that anymore. It really annoyed me. You have lots of other magazines. Why don't you have my one now? Please sell my magazine again. I promise I will only buy it in your shop. Yours truly, Scott Mills, age 9. Brilliant. Which is, the teacher has marked this by saying, a nice polite letter, Scott, but you need to tell the shopkeeper more information about the magazine. Well done.
I can't remember what magazine that was now.
Well, you didn't put it in the letter, so it's a bit difficult.
No.
What could it have been?
Don't know.
Right. I don't know.
It's bound to be some sort of TV listings magazine. Mm.
It's probably a
rubbish
pop
telly,
magazine,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Was it Smash Hits?
Smash Hits.
Probably Smash Hits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, I did. Yeah, Smash Hits.
Not Sugar or Bliss.
No, Smash Hits.
Okay,
Jackie. do you want the story?
Oh,
a story by Scott Mills.
This is horrible.
Okay, go
this
on.
Is very good, is it? Yeah. Once there was a boy called Graham. He was a secret agent and a spy. His dad was a spy too, but he was caught by the Frenchman and is in prison. Graham wants to rescue him. One day, Graham visited his dad in the prison. He went in disguise as a dog. The prison guard thought Graham was the prison dog and let him in.
What?
Graham went to his dad's part of the prison and gave him the key.
Shut up. I was 9.
His dad ran out of the prison. The guards chased Graham, but he was too fast for them and dug a hole to hide in. The guards ran past the hole. Graham and his dad escaped.
Rubbish ending.
The teacher says, a promising start.
Yeah.
I'd like to read more.
Right.
What's seems
all
to neglect
the dog. That's weird. What's going through my head then?
I don't know. You seem to be obsessed with animals, though. Yeah. What with the poem about the duck and a boy disguised as a dog?
Yeah. Well, thanks for that. That's a really good show and tell.
Did that story...
I don't think it ever went really anywhere after that. No, I think I abandoned that one. I used to start loads of stories and never finish them.
It was quite a fast plot, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It started...
I like to keep things moving.
The start, middle and end were all in three paragraphs.
I know. I just wanted to get out of the way, I think. that was probably better than my one today.
I would have thought so.
Yeah, more embarrassing, that's for sure. Becky's taken the slim suit off.
I know.
Why?
Well, she went very pale and looked like she was about to pass out.
It was so hot. Do you want to go?
What's the idea?
Well, I found some scales now, so we can weigh you now. You can wear it for an hour and then we can weigh you again.
No, you didn't look very well when you had it on, so I'll pass on that, thanks very much. Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, who's that?
It's Alex from Durham.
All right, Alex, what are you saying?
My four-year-old loved your dog story and has been asking me lots of questions about it.
What, like what?
Did the guards not see him, Mummy, because he went down the hole?
Oh.
But he thinks it was very good, didn't you, Miley? Say hi.
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 Yes. Who is it? It's Scott Mills on Radio 1.
He was too fast for the guards.
Yeah, he was too fast for the guards, Miley. Hi.
Hi there.
He loved it.
I'm glad you liked my story, Miley. Thanks.
He thought it was very good, so I think you should go into children's story writing.
Well, it kind of needs a bit of an end on it, really, doesn't it?
It does need some work, yeah.
Also,
I need a few more. I think there'd be a lot of pictures in the book at the moment, because there aren't that many words.
Pictures are good.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, pictures could be good, especially for four-year-olds.
Okay, see, I'm appealing to the four-year-old market. This is brilliant.
You are? No, he really liked it. It was intrigued.
That's made my day. Thanks, Alex.
You're welcome. See you later.
I love you.
I'd love you too.
Someone's asking quite a few people asking if I wrote Prison Break.
Is there a man dressed up as a dog in Prison Break? Is that the Wentworth Miller one?
Yeah.
Is he a dog?
Yeah, he's a dog.
Called Graham.
You can't say Graham, can you? Say Graham now.
Graham.
You suddenly go so posh. Say it again, it's making me laugh.
Graham. Well, hang on, how do you say...
Graham?
Yeah.
Graham. What do you say? Graham.
Graham.
We're not the only ones that have noticed. There's a lot of text coming in just saying, Graham.
Graham.
G-R-E-M. Graham. Graham.
Well, and what should I say?
Graham.
Graham.
Graham. Say again.
Graham. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at
bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Graham.
Graham. Graham.
Graham. That's what I said, though. Wasn't
Graham, you say? Jay in Chester's been on saying, could you stop saying Graham, please? I'm laughing a lot in the middle of the gym and getting some really weird looks. Say Graham.
Say
poem.
Poem.
Oh. So you can say poem.
Yeah.
It's not perm.
It's not perm. People pronounce my name like chappers are the bane of my life, says Graham in Blackpool.
Graham.
Hey.
It's a northern thing. It's Graham up north. We say it's Graham up north. Okay, this is getting weird. It's 5:25 on Radio 1. Oh, what's occurring coming up? Hello.
Hi, Scott. It's Rich.
Hey, Rich. Where are you today?
I'm in Somerset.
What's going on in the background, please?
It's okay. I'm just getting a parking ticket.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Well, no, it's to actually park. It's not, but you're not a bad boy.
Oh, I see. Right.
Pay and display.
How can I help, Rich?
I was thinking about yesterday when you were on about you doing Rick Astley the musical. Why aren't you doing Scott Mills the musical?
I am not sure that's such a good idea.
That is a brilliant idea.
I think it is.
Why?
I've been thinking about it. You could have, you know, one song purely about wine. You could have a song about your rise to fame on Radio 1. You could even get the Hoff in.
Yeah.
You have been thinking about it, haven't you?
I have, yeah. It's been a long day.
Yeah.
Whole song about the leather glove.
Yeah, the glove. There could be a bit in there about Chappers and your mum.
Really not.
I love this.
God, you've really thought about this.
This is such a good idea.
That'd be the big finale, that scene.
I think so. Yeah. And if you wanted, I've got a friend that has got a crush on my mum and we could get them to play the parts of Chappers and your mum.
No. God, you've really thought about this far too much.
It's a good idea. It's a moneymaker.
Do you think?
Yeah, get your agent to ring me.
So do I play me or what?
Oh, yeah, you've got to play you. I mean, we've got no-one else that we could really paint orange and get white teeth for, so, it's got to be you.
We could get the bloke from Boogie Beebies.
I don't even look like him.
You do look like him.
So I'm going to be in it.
It's you, yeah.
That's me, yeah, playing myself. Who else?
Well, there'd have to be the Hoff. Like I said, my mum and my mate could play your mum and Chappers.
I don't even want to know who's playing me at 5 minutes.
Who plays Becky?
Oh, I don't know.
Who would you like? Anyone famous?
I don't know. Maybe sort of Renée Zellweger, someone like that.
Matt Lucas.
Matt Lucas, yeah.
Ting Tong Macadang Dang.
That'll do.
Would you be happy playing yourself, or would you prefer to be playing Christa Berg, as in yesterday's musical?
I'm not sure I'm comfortable with this. Who's going to go and see the Scott Mills musical?
I would. Chappers would.
Well, no, I didn't go that far.
I'm not sure that anyone would go and see it, to be honest.
I'm sure you'd get sellouts, definitely.
In a very small theatre.
Podcast. Hello?
Are you?
Hello, who's that?
It's Charlotte.
What are you doing, Charlotte?
I'm on the bus.
Oh, okay, where?
In Belfast.
Belfast. Okay, how can I help?
I want to go see your show.
You want to see Scott Mills the musical?
Yeah.
We've had quite a lot of text saying that as well. What would you like to happen in it?
Your friend and your mum.
My friend and my mum?
Yeah.
You mean Chappers?
Yeah.
Say hi to my friend.
Hiya.
Hi.
Hi, friend.
Hiya.
Okay, well, I'm not so sure. I don't... Okay, well, we've actually got quite a few texts saying that people will see it, so... All right, I love you.
Okay, love you, bye.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, who's that?
Charlie.
Do you want to see my move skill?
Yeah, definitely.
Really? What do you want to happen in it?
Anything.
Okay, good. Whereabouts are you?
I'm in Southborough.
What are you doing?
Homework.
Okay, well, there seems to be more and more interest on this. Who would play me if it's not me, if I'm not available?
Johnny Depp.
Amazing, I'm all for that.
Yeah.
Okay. What?
Well, Johnny Depp isn't the main suggestion on the text. Well, the main suggestion on the text is Dale.
How rude!
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Sorry, miss, I'm a bit late.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Three situations, you tell me what happened next. Play along at home or in the car, hit the bottom of the line.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Do you know what I missed when I was on holiday?
What?
Another one of my favourite shows.
Uh-huh.
My Life as an Animal on BBC Three.
Yeah.
Oh, that's brilliant, that one.
Yeah.
More on this. I saw the pig one.
It's good, yeah. They have to live their life as actual pigs and stuff. Now, the last one, which was last Thursday, was, they had to live like horses.
Right.
So we had a TV presenter and a bar manager, and they had to, like, eat the same stuff as horses. And they had to sleep with them.
Why would you do this?
Now, horses sleep standing up as well, so they didn't get a whole lot of sleep. This is a show on the BBC.
Horses not sleep lying down?
No,
think it's something to do with predators. They've always got to be, like, wary, so they sleep standing up so they can go and get them quickly if they have to.
Oh, right, OK.
It's a great show. Here's my question to you. In the last episode of My Life as an Animal, which I do strongly suggest you watch because it's brilliant, how many times was the word horses mentioned?
112.
Becky?
70.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Here is My Life as an Animal last week on BBC Three, mentioning horses quite a lot.
Horses. Horse. Horses.
Horse.
Horses.
Horse.
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 Horses.
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 Horse.
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 Horse. Horse.
Horse. Horse.
Horses.
Horses.
Horse.
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 Horses.
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 Horse.
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 Horses.
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 Horse.
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 Horses.
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 Horse.
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 Quite a lot then.
An awful lot, really.
Didn't really count them. But less than 70, so Becky gets the point.
Oh, What's the curtain?
I do quite like it when you've got your pen there and you start to do the thing where you do four and then one line across and then you get up to about 20 and then have to stop.
Ah, forget
it. You only started doing that about 40 seconds in.
You remember
to start counting.
Do it at the start.
I was just enjoying the horses.
Okay.
Right, next one. Can I tell you a joke?
Can you?
Yeah.
Of course.
Okay. Right, so a horse walks into a bar.
Is this a horse related to what's occurring today?
Yeah.
Horse walks into a bar.
And the nun says it does rather, doesn't it?
No.
Right.
And the barman says, why the long face?
Right.
No?
Yes.
Funny?
Maybe the first time you hear it.
Okay. I think it's, you didn't laugh, but maybe that's because I'm telling the joke. What if international film megastar Hugh Jackman off of X-Men and Wolverine, what if he called you and told you the same joke? Would you laugh, do you think?
I think people might out of politeness.
Okay. Well, let's find out. Hugh Jackman called 3 Radio 1 listeners with his favourite joke. How many of them would laugh? Becky?
None. I'm still trying to work it out.
What? Why the long face?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because horses have a long face, but why is it funny?
Right, okay, good. Chappers? How many out of 3?
One.
One listener.
Just to be polite.
It's Hugh Jackman off of Hollywood, though.
I know.
Okay. All right, let's find out.
Oh, what's the curtain?
Here is international film megastar Hugh Jackman, Wolverine, telling people his favourite joke.
Hello?
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 It's Hugh Jackman here.
Who?
It's Hugh Jackman.
Right, OK.
All right, I've got a joke for you. You want to hear a joke?
OK.
A horse walks into a bar, goes out to get a drink, and the barman says, so why the long face?
Hilarious.
Yeah, it's funny, isn't it?
Who the hell is it?
It's Hugh Jackman here.
Shut up.
You probably know me. I'm the actor.
Oh, my God! Really? Hello.
Do you like jokes?
Oh, my God, yes.
All right, so she, when she found out it was Hugh Jackman, she was like, oh, hilarious!
But she didn't laugh, though,
didn't
she?
She didn't laugh, so that's a big fat zero so far. Next one, Hugh.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, who's calling, please?
Hi, this is Hugh Jackman.
Who?
It's Hugh Jackman here.
Right, okay, go on.
I just heard this joke, and I needed to tell someone, so I just thought I'd call you. Is that weird?
Yep.
A little weird. Okay, but anyway. A horse walks into a bar, goes out to get a drink, and the barman says, so why the long face? So what do you think?
That's a bit old, though.
Yeah, it's funny, isn't it?
Yeah, very good, very good.
Yeah, no, it's my best. It always works. You should use it whenever you want.
Okay, thank you for the advice.
See you later.
Bye.
He was brilliant, he laughed. That's
he did
one.
Laugh there.
Last one.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, who's speaking?
It's Hugh Jackman here. You probably know me. I'm the actor.
No.
Come on, you know me. I mean that, you know, the Wolverine movie. All right, I've got a joke for you. You want to hear a joke?
Okay, then. Yeah.
Good. All right. Okay, here's the joke. So a horse walks into a bar, goes out to get a drink, and the barman says, so why the long face?
That's not funny at all.
No, you don't find that funny? Oh, fine.
Not at all.
Okay. Well, who did you expect on the phone? Jerry Seinfeld? Come on.
Love you, Jackman. One person laughed. Chappers gets the point. It's one all.
Ow! What's the curtain?
Last one for you.
Okay.
You know the one that doesn't speak?
Yeah.
What's he been doing with the horse?
No, it's not horse-related, this one.
Oh, right.
Remember last time we had him on? He was answering questions about Brazil whilst having a Brazilian.
Oh. Now, I missed that because I was off.
Oh, he
has he grown back yet?
He had his legs waxed and we made him answer questions. No, the hair still hasn't grown back. The woman said it would be 2 weeks. It's been at least 5 now. Anyway, we set him a new challenge today. Remember, his voice has been changed to protect his identity.
How many horses could he wax in a minute?
It's not that. Here it is. Hi, one that doesn't speak.
Hi, Scott.
Welcome to Ice Shorts Trivia.
Thanks very much.
Now, you're wearing an attractive large pair of shorts, aren't you?
I am indeed.
Which are tied at the bottom with a bit of string.
That's right, Scott.
What's in your shorts at the moment?
In my shorts at the moment, just normally what's usually in my shorts at the moment, nothing else.
So just the normal?
Just the normal.
Okay, here's the idea. I'm going to ask you some questions about the Antarctic, and we'll see how many you get right in 60 seconds, all right?
Yep, that sounds fine.
But there is a twist. While you're answering them, this man here will be pouring ice down your shorts.
Oh, good.
How many bags do we have? 3 bags. All right?
Oh, good.
Okay, so here come the questions on Ice Shorts Trivia. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
So how many, do you reckon? How many did he get right? 60 seconds.
How many ice cubes did he finish us? How many did he get right? Yeah. 3.
Chappers are saying 3 questions right.
This is going to be painful.
2.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
So here's Ice Shorts Trivia. How many questions can you get right about the Antarctic while a man pours ice down your shorts in 60 seconds?
Bring it on.
Let's do it. Where is Antarctica?
It's down the bottom of the... It's down the... Like, at the bottom of the world.
South Pole. What is its population? 0. What is the lowest recorded temperature?
Minus 20.
Minus 88 Celsius.
My God.
What is it surrounded by? What?
Shorts are full of ice.
More ice.
No. No.
What animals might you find there?
Penguins.
Yes?
Wallabies.
Wallabies, no. More ice.
I can't feel my legs, Scott.
What is ice?
It's dribbling down my leg.
More ice. How tall is a polar bear?
The ice is pulling down my leg onto the floor.
More ice. And that's 60 seconds of Ice Shorts Trivia.
I have never, ever had such a big load in my shorts.
That was Ice Shorts Trivia, and he got one right, which means Becky wins today's Oh, What's Occurring? Let me know how you did on 81199. Chappers, you all right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
Oh!
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.